Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Bonterra Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol BTR and on the OTCQX under the symbol BONXF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Pascal Hamlin. Now, Pascal, a couple news releases that I want to cover off here. The first one that came out March 31st, some drill results from the Barrie property. The highlight number, 7.4 grams per ton gold, over 14.7 meters. This also included a much higher grade intercept of a little over 20 grams per ton, over 4.9 meters. Pascal, what does this mean to advance the Barrie project as the company is planning on coming out with some updated resources here in the near term? Summarize the drilling at Barrie, please.
Good morning, Corey. Yeah, so we have two drill rigs right now at the Barrie project. Right now, the two drills are focusing on the exact area where we intercepted that 14 meters of 7 grams. So we got two rigs drilling beside this intercept. It's outside the 2019 resource, and we have time to add a few more holes before the cutoff date for the upcoming resource update. So that's why we're drilling right there, and of course it's to add more ounces to the 2019 resource.
So I will post a link to that news release because Figure 1 and 2 does a good job of showing where these drill holes are compared to the known resource. Pascal, take us through what the strategy was, because it looks like you were drilling both to the east and to the west outside of the resource in this program.
That's right. Last fall, we drilled to the west. We had some very good results that were released before Christmas. This winter, we were focusing on the east portion of the deposit. So we had some very good results as well. And then we switched back to there was some gaps that needed to be drilled for the upcoming resource. And there it was, you know, we intercepted 14 meters of it. So that's why we're back at it. And we're going to stick to that area. And we haven't touched a depth yet. We're still focusing above 500 meter below surface. So eventually, yes, we'll test the plunge. But right now, we're still focusing on the strike length. And that's what we're going to have in the next upcoming resource.
So this 7.4 grams per ton gold, that's one of the higher grade results that you've gotten in recent drilling. Plus the 14.7 meters, also one of the longest widths that you have. You are saying that you have a little bit of time before you need to kind of close up shop when it comes to the actual drilling that can be put into the resource. What is that cutoff date going to be?
Yeah, we plan to have the resource out before the end of Q2. So the cutoff date we plan so far is the end of April. So that'll give us time to have a few more holes in the in that same area, so we can have a better definition of the ounces over there to incorporate them in the resource. So the end of April, Corey, is the cutoff date for the drilling anyway.
Okay, and also just quickly remind everybody of what the resource stands at Barrie from that 2019 resource estimate, please.
We're about almost 900,000 ounces from 2019, and we're going to have close to probably almost 50,000 meters of additional drilling that will be incorporated in the 2021 resource statement.
Okay, so a lot of drilling that has gone in ever since that last resource and some good grades. So it'll be very interesting to see what the bump is that you get from pure asset valuation and ounces in the ground. Let's also talk about a news release that came out March 22nd. This is a new discovery. It's a near surface discovery. It's within 2 kilometers from the Bachelor Mill. Some of the grades that you saw, we had 1.4 grams per ton gold over almost 25 meters. This included a little over 4 meters of 3.6 grams per ton gold. Pascal, give us a little update on what drew you to this area initially to get drilling here.
Yeah, we did a geophysic campaign back in early 2020. So it was on the radar screen. The focus when we in 2020 was to expand the resource over at the Mulroy deposit. So we drilled that from surface. What was economical to drill from surface was done. So the diamond drill rig became available to do some regional follow-up drilling. So we started that this winter, and the geophysic map was indicating it was a good target to follow up. And it's you know, it's against the O'Brien intrusive, where in the past the Bachelor Mine was discovered and the Mulroy deposit. So now it's a third zone that we identified. It's on the north end of the intrusive. And surprisingly, that north end was never drilled. There was like maybe five holes in the last 50 years, you know, so very little drilling done. So, but with the detailed geophysic, it was telling us where to focus our drilling. So, and we did, and on the second hole, we got it. So the, you know, it's near surface, very thick system. So we brought back a drill because we pulled out the drill from there to go to the north of Gladiator back in early March. So now the drill number 8 is coming back, and the crews are being they're getting their induction in April, and we're going to start drilling. So, and we'll be there, you know, there will be follow-up drilling, probably 5-6 holes just to confirm what we got there. And then understand it.
Okay, so follow-up drilling, rightfully so, at this new discovery. Let's talk just about the broader drill program, because last time we chatted back in early March, we talked about this 63,000-meter program that was underway. You said you were about two-thirds of the way through it, about 20,000 meters to go. But I understand that that's really just the start of this drill program. The company has 7, I think bringing on 8 rigs to the site. What is the total drill strategy and total drill program that you're anticipating for the rest of this year?
So between now and the end of the end of 2021, we're gonna, of course, the focus will be on our three projects, Mulroy, Gladiator, and Barry. We're gonna have two drills at each site, two drills at Barry, two at Glad, and two at Mulroy, one on surface and one underground. At Mulroy, at first, the surface drill rig will be following up on that new discovery, and then it will be going back to Mulroy. But for now, it's on that new discovery north of the intrusive. At Barry, we're going to have two drill rigs pretty well between now and the end of the year. It's going to be testing the strike length, you know, to the west and to the east, and also at depth. For Gladiator, right now we're drilling on the north zone, we call it, and testing the plunge at depth. We're getting ready. We already have two barges at the lake. So the plan is to, as soon as we're allowed, usually it's the end of mid-June, we're allowed to start drilling on the lake. So we're going to have two drills full-time, and we're going to be drilling the east end of the Gladiator deposit. That's our goal for this summer and early fall. Also, to complete this drill program, we have two drill rigs testing regional targets, especially north of Gladiator and between Barry deposit and the Windfall deposit. There is an area we call Moss, so we'll be back there with fly drills. So we ask our partner, the diamond drilling firm, to bring two fly drills to do the diamond drilling throughout the summer months. So in a nutshell, Corey, the market can expect on average probably 8 to 10,000 meter a month between now and the end of the year.
This all sounds very much like expansion and discovery drilling too. Is that fair to say that you really are focusing these meters and these drills on growing ounces and making new discoveries?
Both. Yeah, I would say 75% is on adding ounces to the three projects. But we're allocating some funds for like 25% of the program for to find the project number four, such as that the Marieville discovery that we did north of the Bachelor Mill. If this pans out, it's only 2 kilometers away from the mill, and it's near surface. So the decline, you know, it would not be very expensive to develop a decline for exploration over there.
Pascal, wrap us up, please, with just a general summary of news flow. What investors can expect as the company progresses through the next few months?
Well, this spring it will be drill results because we're very active in the camp. So drill results. The resource estimate, like I mentioned a bit earlier, it's planned to be out before the end of Q2. So sometime in June, there will be a resource estimate out. Immediately after, we're going to start the PEA. The PEA is planned for early fall. So resource this spring, PEA this fall, and drill results throughout the year.
Okay. Pascal, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding any of the work that Bonterra is doing, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. In the meantime, Pascal, please keep us up to date on future news so that we will follow up on that as the drilling progresses and you move towards that resource update. Pascal, thanks again for your time. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, Corey. You too. Take care. Bye.